With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. We've got a lot to do through this hour. We'll start to talk some of the NFL. We'll do the picks for Friday night's college football championship games and several other things as well. Some gutless teams to talk about, including Matthias Berbel's Atlanta Falcons. What a gutless effort that you talk about. I mean, Joe puts up a poll every Sunday, like who is the most gutless coach or gutless team. If he did an NFL one this week, I hope everyone voted for the Falcons. That's for sure, because they were awful. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Great week of NFL football. I enjoyed this weekend for some reason. I don't know why, but I was into it. You know, watching Russ and Joe Burrow light it up. I won some coin on that. That was great. That was my best bet on Sunday, the over. 46.5. I got it in the first half. Unbelievable. I think I was more excited about the NFL after knowing that I hit Tennessee early in the college and watching that gutless effort out of FSU and Purdue on Saturday night. And even and here's another one. I know we didn't talk about it. Texas, Isaiah Bond, the invisible man. This guy's a pure number one. He cost me multiple parlays for not the one rush for 3 yards, and Sark can't dial up any pass plays for the guy. Give me a break on that. The invisible man on Isaiah Bond.
Say a bond. Listen,
glass
to
house.
Get all over.
Glass house bond.
Get there all over him.
Glass house for Isaiah, bond.
Isaiah Bond stats is what he's looking
Adam
for.
Had him for 40 yards. Yeah, no receptions, one rush, 3 yards. Glass house bond.
Few things, Joe, here from this weekend in the NFL. Number one, I can take Monday night games like that all the time, even if the team sucks, Joe. If you give me 41-32 Monday night, I'll take primetime games like that all the time. Yeah. That was great. Yeah. We love with games like that.
Opportunity to make money. The worst is when you get a 20-13 game and it's just like watching paint dry. And thankfully, the refs didn't overtake the game. No penalties, really. Yeah, it wasn't like every other play. A penalty, thankfully. They got to take notice, the NFL. Like, these refs, they suck, too. Like, really, I wish we could interview some of these refs. That guy last night, that head official, he definitely got his button somewhere. He's got that face. He looks like he's a made guy, that guy.
He does. He does look like that. And look,
I bet.
That was the full Jameis Winston experience, right, Joe? You got it all.
Good, the bad, and
out of Jameson night.
Good, the bad.
Good, the bad, and God, if you had the Browns plus 6.5, that was
ugly. I did.
The way you lose a game like that, not getting a guy throws for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns and you don't cover. Think about that, Joe. 500 yards and 4 touchdowns and you didn't cover the game. How is that possible? But either way.
How about that? How about the ebbs and flows? You go from not covering to then getting the pass interference call on the 3 to cut. All we got to do is convert, baby.
You thought you were going to get the double back door. You figured you were getting the Bengal people thought. I mean, the Bronco people thought they were getting the back door with the pick 6, and then Jameis almost double back doored him when he came back down the field, and then he throws another pick. Just come on, you got to be kidding me. And I said Bengals because I was going to go to them next, Joe. God, were they gutless on Sunday, too. How pathetic.
No defense.
Was that? Now, that was a party over for you. That was a party.
I gave it out. Best bet.
I know.
We've been rolling out with the best bets, totals.
I know.
On the show.
I know you have.
What can I say?
I know. You have. You've been doing it. And, I mean, how bad is your defense when you can make Russ look that good? You can make Russ look that good.
They made him look like Neil O'Donnell and Terry Bradshaw combined with a little.
He was hitting them all. Freiermuth, Pickens, him, over the place.
And on top of it, Najee had 75 yards. And Najee still had 75 yards on the ground. Would they put up 600 total yards of offense? That was crazy.
Yeah, the Bengals, man, they stink.
3 straight games for the Bengals, 35-34, and would they lose? 44 if they gave up on Saturday, Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
They're gutless.
Very gutless. Don't disagree.
Here's the problem, though.
Extremely gutless.
Everybody's going to tell us, well, you know what? I got a little guess. You know what? Ooh. I had a protein shake before the show. You know what? The schedule lines, how much longer could this team scrape themselves up off the mat? I mean, at what point does Chase say, you know what, I'm not doing it anymore. I want my money. This defense, I mean, you could throw out a high school kid on a 7-on-7 drill and he'll throw for 270 on this team. I mean, really, they can't stop anybody, Carver. They can't stop anybody.
Can't stop anybody. We gave a stat on We gave a stat out on Coast to Coast today. For who? For the Steelers?
For Bengals. Bengals. Under.
Oh, they're playing the Cowboys on Monday night.
Dead under.
I don't know about that.
Why? You think that's the one more prime time? I'm going to showcase a me and CD going up against each other. Me and Chase.
You think it's an under because they're going to pack it in? You think that they've quit, that they're just going to shut it down now?
Well, you think they're going to win? You think they're going to win 5 straight and finish 9-8?
No, absolutely not. I don't think they're going to do that.
So that's my point, though. Like that's the only way. Like my point is, like, this team is like going to be checked out. Like, no, you saw Burrow's body language at the end of the game. When he got strip sacked, it's like enough already. They're willing to go to Cabo now. Like it's
Burrow,
over.
Burrow's the only quarterback in NFL history to average 275 passing yards per game with 30 touchdowns and 5 or fewer interceptions through 12 games and have a losing record. Four out of the other 5 guys who have done it, Joe, won the MVP that year. That they had those numbers.
He ain't winning the MVP. Corver.
No,
he
what
ain't.
I'm saying to you is he's had the numbers that he has put up have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
It shows you how embarrassing the rest of the team.
That defense was the strength a couple of years ago with Anarumo.
Anybody looking to hire Lou anymore, Joe? Is anybody knocking on Lou's door after this year? Guess he should have took that Arizona job, huh? Guess Lou should have went to the Cardinals after all. Oh, jeez.
You know?
I mean, Lou should have struck while the iron was hot. Iron's
Lou
cold now.
He had a winner on his hand. He's like almost like Luke Fickle in Wisconsin. Who's worse?
How's Luke doing? Luke keeping his job too? They're gonna bring Luke back for another spin?
He's chopping everybody. He's chopping everybody. Luke Fickell. Plus, on top of it, I think he has plugs in his hair. I think he went for the plugs across the front. I think he did.
Oh boy. Oh man. And how about I know you gotta keep jumping. Rule was pretty gutless on Friday night in that Iowa-Nebraska game, too.
How do you lose that game? They got a third-string quarterback, Carver.
Every year they lose that game. Every year they find a way to lose that game.
How do you lose that game? This Matt Rule with this dumb face, too, every time they lose.
I think we had 3.5, right? Carver Lisi Sports Radio, Sirius XM 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have everybody with us here on the grid. What'd you send me earlier, Joe, on the gram? What was that? Was that the Rodgers thing you sent me? What was that?
Yeah, this Rodgers now earlier. They're doing a three-part.
You see, they followed him around, I guess, last year after he got hurt to document the long struggle back from the Achilles injury.
If I would have known,
I'm just
this,
hoping they show us this year too. I hope they followed him around this year also.
But if I would have known that this was coming out prior to the season, that would have been a double down situation for me. This guy never was dialed into football. Never dialed in. Never. Guy was never dialed in. Complete clown show. Clown. Clown. No? He's another one.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Tay! Tay's here! Hey, Tay! Let me show McAfee. Hey, we got Tay! Look! Hey, Pat! We got Tay!
You love going after that guy.
I'd
I don't
like
blame
to put
you.
Him through a wall if I could. I would like to put him through sheetrock. I like to just pound him straight, blindside, right through right through a wall. If I could,
I learned my lesson with them. I knew I shouldn't have done it, Joe, and I picked the Jets on Friday, or whatever Wednesday last week. Yeah, well, because it was more going against the Seahawks than picking the Jets. I don't think the Seahawks are that great. They were making the long trip. The Jets were coming off a bye. They were at home. If there was ever going to be one week where they would actually win a game. And, Joe, to be fair, they were up 21-7. And he threw the fat guy pick to Leonard Williams, pick six to him, 90-plus yards. And then that was it. It was over for them after that. Finished is what they were. Finished. What did you think of – let's go through a few things. How about Eberflus finally getting chopped? Man, did he screw that up last week. At the end of that game, man, it was time for. And how about the guy Kevin Warren, the president today? Yesterday, I think he said this, had the stones to say it's going to be the most desirable job, for any coach this offseason. Get lost. Yeah. Most desirable job. Take a walk.
These people, the Bears. Kevin Warren's Buckeye. Yeah. Okay. All right. First of all. They go on the cheap Chicago, right? Second of all, tell me who the best quarterback Chicago's had. Jay Cutler, Rex Grossman, who else? Jim McMahon, Mike Tomczak. Where's the elite quarterback that they had? Well, Justin Fields, and they got rid of him, but that's all right. I'll say it.
All right.
Justin Fields. They got rid of the one talent they did have. But that's all right, you know. Hey, he's in better pastures. Here's the problem. Did you watch that press conference with Caleb? He's another one. Didn't know. I said this. First thing was on Caleb for not understanding that he didn't realize that he had a timeout in his back pocket. He's calling audibles I could have had a high school quarterback understand the situation and realize that after 10 seconds, call the timeout. Because you, what are you going to do? Wait till it goes down to zero? And then Eberflus just sitting there with that dumbfounded look on his face. Oh, it was the coordinator's job. Grab some stones. They're paying you millions of dollars to make that call. All these coaches that want to deflect. Well, my coordinator, yeah, bring the coordinator. You're the head guy. You want to take the L? What a moron. It's coaches. Oh, well, I let Billy Bob make the call. Billy Bob's got the call on my graduate assistant. You know, come on. Wake up with these coaches. They're really so stupid sometimes. They're so smart, they're dumb. And I'll just say this about Eberflus. You knew he was a loser when he went to Nick Saban to ask him how to coach up Caleb Williams. Right then and there, he was in over his head. Complete loser.
We're going to miss him, Joe. We cleaned them all out this year. All the worst coaches in the league. Eberflus, Salah, and Allen. We cleaned out all three of the worst coaches in the NFL all before the season even ended. Got rid of all.
I'll tell you who's next. There's one guy lingering around. One guy that's down in South Beach. Smartest guy in the room that we got to chop his ass to.
You're the only guy who wants him fired.
He's a complete nut job. I tell you, if I was the owner, he would have been fired months ago. Complete loser. He is. We're not going anywhere.
And that's all mental, that stuff with the cold now, too, with them, with Green Bay on Thursday. Please. They just can't win in the cold.
A product of their head coach. He's gutless, and so is the team. That's the bottom line. Bottom line, we have all this talent. They're like having a Ferrari with no engine. That the frame, you have the Ferrari, and you could drive. And remember when you were a kid back in the day, you had the pedals, and you used to have to, you know, ride the bike to make the car go, those cars back in the day, old school, before we had technology? That's what the Miami Dolphins are. They're all frame. They're nothing under the hood. No heart, not gutless, nothing under the tank.
Gutless.
You lift up the hood, there's nothing. There's a complete, it's empty.
Amazing, it really is. And they play the Jets this week, right?
Carver. You know
Fish
I'm
and
right.
the Jets? Flipper yeah, against you know the Jets right. this week. I don't think he's on the level of those other guys that have been
Why?
Shot.
He doesn't beat anybody that's good.
That's pretty true, though. They don't beat anyone that's good. They don't. They don't beat anybody that's good. Ever.
Does he ever make halftime adjustments? You ever see the Dolphins trail at half and win a game in the second half against a good team?
No. Never. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe. A few other things, and then I want to start talking about some games this week. Number one, what did you think of the Bills' dominant performance in the snow Sunday night? And man, you could do one thing with the 49ers, Joe. You can kiss them goodbye for this year. They're finished.
Yeah, done. Chopped. That whole team lost its moxie, lost their identity. Their defense sucks, and they don't even have the will to compete anymore. Deebo Samuel dropping passes. Where's Big Deebo now? Huh? He's another one. Dropping pass. 20 yards receiving. Doesn't want to run the football anymore. I mean, Kittle's hit or miss. My guy, Juwan Jennings, is probably the most consistent on that offense. Juwan Jennings. Stick a fork in him. They're done. Toast. And you know what? He's another one. Shanahan. Good for him. Get him out.
I'll tell you, Joe, that Deebo takes a big hit this year. They lost a lot of guys. McCaffrey obviously was out most of the year. And now he's not going to play anymore anyway. Ayuk obviously got off to the miserable start from missing camp, and then he got hurt and finished. They really needed Deebo. Kittle's been hurt a lot. They needed Deebo to step up. And he seemed to have absolutely zero interest in doing that this year for the 49ers. Zero interest in doing that. And they have paid him already handsomely, Joe, to be a guy that should step up. So that was, if I was a Niner fan, I would be very disheartened by that.
So he's done, right? So this is what you get out of Debo now. He's protecting the brand. So, you know, he does nothing.
I'd bet they trade him in the offseason.
Think so?
Yeah. You can't have two wide receivers on your team who both got paid tons of money, who both are doing nothing. You gotta get rid of one of them. You gotta clean one out.
Who would take Debo?
Oh, I think you'd find takers for him. I think you'd find takers. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden he'd find his will to play again. Then all of a sudden Debo would step up and want to play football.
I don't know that. But I think that, you know, there was talk last year about maybe trading him.
Yeah, I know.
Or Ayuk. And I think that what's gone on this year with him, remember who was he yelling at? The long snapper or the kicker? And then there's just been a lot of things with him. He gives the reporters the business. I don't know. I think that he's finished there, Joe.
Think he's just disgruntled with losing or what? He's not. They're not coaching him.
The problem is that, you know, it's all nice when the band's all together and you're winning, right, Joe? It's nice, like last year or the last, and they made a Super Bowl. They made the Super Bowl a couple times in the last 4 years, and they, you know, that's all fine. But when the times got tough this year, and guys were down, and he was even hurt for a couple weeks too at the beginning of the year. I get that, but he's a big money player on that team,
yeah,
who did not show up. Didn't show up.
Olay balls, Olay. You're starting, you know.
You Olay. How about the? I still remember. I mean, that ball he Olayed in the Packer game last week that led to an interception.
What about the fumble?
Should not. You got
fumbled
the
kickoff in back-to-back weeks. What? He Olayed the ball against Green Bay that led to the interception. He tipped it. What about the fumbles? He's fumbling almost every other play that he gets hit hard. Guys,
yeah.
The last.
No, I don't. I don't disagree. I do not disagree, Joe. But.
Would
the
you
main
want
thing
him on
is,
the
I
Bills?
Was trying to get to
Would
you.
You
here.
Want him on the Bills?
Probably not. And I know that probably sounds like I'm an idiot, but you know, I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right, good answer.
Probably, but
all right.
I don't know, Joe. That doesn't sound great. I know. I apologize. I'm very wishy-washy on that. I probably should give you a better answer than that, but I don't have one.
What did you think of the Bills?
Where do you think the Bills? Obviously, Bills 10-2, Chiefs 11-1. Bills of now both these. I know, but you know.
But wait a second.
We still have to see it when it counts.
I know, but.
How many more of these weeks are the Chiefs going to win with these ridiculous endings of these games? Like the Raiders screwing that up last week.
It was right about this time where the Eagles fell off a cliff.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They've won three of the last four Super Bowls. They're not going to be doing that. They're not that. That's not that Eagle team last year. This is the Chiefs. They don't do that, though. I would be very surprised. I'd love it.
You might be very surprised.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. Obviously, Joe, Friday night we'll do the full preview and picks for all the games, but I want to throw a couple at you here for this week, get some early thoughts on you. Although this one we actually can do right now because you're not going to be here tomorrow, and you'll be with the Syndicate on Thursday night, and it's, I would have to say, game of the week, right, Joe? I mean, game of the week's on Thursday night this week, which is the Packers and the Lions in Detroit, 11-1 Lions, 9-3 Packers. I seen 3.5s at some places. I see some 3s at some places, Joe. But the highest total of the week as well, 51.5 here. Now, the Lions beat them in Green Bay, and they were nowhere near 51.5 in that game, Joe. I think it was 24-14 was the final.
It was, but it was a wet track and it was on grass. This is, you know, in the dome. Green Bay beat them on Thanksgiving Day in the dome last year. I like the props in this game. I do like the Packers to win outright. I think they're the right side. And again, I thought you saw some success with Caleb. I think Jared Goff and Jordan Love both throw for 250 plus. I'm going to be on Jaden Reed and St. Brown.
So it sounds to me, Joe, like, and I don't think that this is a wrong tact by you. And I think for a game like this, two heavy hitter teams, big total, primetime game, indoors, you're going to the big dogs. You're going right to the guys, best players on the field. They're going to make it happen. Him. I'm going to go and key the big guys. So this is normally, because sometimes you get too cute. Like Monday night, when you're telling this Humphrey and this other guy that Donnie was chasing after. You know, you guys are getting too cute. And instead, you're not going to go chase Tim Patrick or Dontavian Wicks and some of these other. You're going big dog. Jaden Reed, St. Brown, let's go. You're in.
Yeah, and I really like Green Bay, so I'm taking Green Bay straight.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think Green Bay is going to catch them in this game. I do. Now, typically, I would add the total to that, but I'm not, because I'm going to wait. I'm in on the passing props, and I'm in on the receivers. That's what I'm
scared
in on.
And
I'm not scared. It's just, I mean, you get 1 8-minute drive or 1 8-minute lull, and that's going to be mid-40s. So I'd rather wait. Mm. No?
Gonna wait it out. All right, that's not a problem. Wait it out, Joe.
This game is like a track meet right from the get-go, and it's like 35 points in the first quarter. Then I'll be kicking myself.
Anything's possible. I hope it's just like the Brown Bronco game from last night. I hope it's just like that. Lots of points, up and down. Plenty of offense. Plenty of opportunity for us to hit bets, as you were saying before. You know, Lions have got a pretty tough finish here.
Yeah.
And the Eagles, we've talked about this the last few weeks. You know, the Eagles are right behind them. And the Eagles play the Panthers this week. So, and I know the Panthers have played better, and they did again this week, Joe. Bryce Young had another chance to win that game against Baker. But they're not going to go into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles. They're not going to do that. So the Eagles are going to get to 11-2. Detroit loss would get them to 11-2. So the Eagles very much would be back in the mix here for the top seed.
Eagles won 8 straight, Carver. Their defense is phenomenal. I mean,
playing great.
And that's Vic Fangio, and that's what he's done to that team. He's transformed them. That was the weakness in the Achilles heel last year, along with the rushing attack. They couldn't run it when they had to, right? In big matchups. And that's what Saquon brings. Another 100-yard performance. He's playing at an MVP caliber level. I mean, the defense is coming off. N'Kobe Dean, Jalen Carter. I mean, come on, Jordan Davis, all those guys, right? And it didn't matter that Darius Slay and all those guys were banged up last week. Did it?
Didn't matter. Did not matter at all as they beat the Ravens in Baltimore. I said it, Joe. I told you outright with the Eagles last week.
How'd I do with the NFL picks this week?
The NFL this week... Let me go and bring that up. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4-1 for you. Good week.
That was a good week. All right, good.
4-1. You hit Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Right.
You had Washington, the over in the Cincinnati Steeler game, and the Rams -2.5. Oh, so you had the Rams. Good. And then the only loss was the Vikings with the point, -3.5.
Yeah, and I changed that by the time, because the more I thought about it, I mean, on the show, I said, you know, I was probably wrong on the Vikes. They had won 4 straight by, like, very narrow margins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the more I broke it down on Sunday morning, I was like, you know what? I think I'm wrong on this. So everything
and,
else.
And let's remember this, too, because we haven't gotten to do this yet. Matthias has come around here a lot with this Falcon team, this Dirty Bird team this year. They got 6-3.
Carver, this team is gutless. I mean,
cannot believe that that hack threw four picks on Sunday.
Yeah.
A pick six when they're driving, another pick when they're driving, another pick. Like, how many more picks do we want to throw?
But wait a second.
I mean, honestly.
And we got to call out Drake London for dropping right in the breadbasket with a minute left inside the 15-yard line, right in his chops, and he was afraid about getting hit. Catch the football.
Wouldn't have mattered. You know why? Because Kirk would have thrown his fifth pick, even if he caught that football, Joe. They have massive red zone issues. They haven't been able to throw a touchdown in who knows how many games now.
Now he's telling us about the weaknesses.
How many targets
did he have? When he was walking in the streets and wanted to carry Raheem Morris on a chariot and annoyed the Atlanta Falcons as the best team in the whole NFC.
Wow. I got bad news for him. The Falcons are finished. They're not winning the South. They're done.
No, Tampa is. And you know what? I would.
They're not finished.
The Rizzler.
You guys are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Team.
Nah, the Rizzler's. The Rizzler's too far back. The Rizzler's finished.
The Rizzler just lost. Come on, guys. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't that great either. We're talking about a bad division. The Falcons need a spark. They got more heart than your team. You could be out. At the end of the day, you're going to say you're proud of them when they win the South. That's what you're going to tell me. You're going to say, I'm proud of them, Matias.
What are you talking about?
They're not going to win. They're not going to win the South. They're finished. They are finished.
They're not finished. They're not toast yet,
guys. Mark it down. This show, tonight, play the tape when it's finally said and done. They are cooked. They are not winning
the
division.
What happens if the Raiders don't beat Tampa Bay this week? What happens if the Raiders go out and beat Tampa Bay? Are they going to be finished then?
Every day would be Christmas.
I wouldn't say that, but the Buccaneers almost lost to the Panthers. They got by the skin of their teeth. By the skin of their teeth. The Panthers gave them the game.
Panthers are playing good ball right now.
Your team sucks.
They still suck.
You have wide receivers that can't catch. You have a coach that doesn't know how to utilize his best weapon, his running back. You have a defense that doesn't tackle. Yeah, you have a quarterback that's turnover prone and is a deer in the headlights when he sees a pass rush. What more do you want? Your team is gutless. I would burn every jersey you have and start over.
I want a victory, Joe. I want a victory. This team needs a victory. They got to get back to their winning ways. They got to get a victory in Minnesota this Sunday. Would it be the first time they win in Minnesota either? That's what they got to do. They got to shock the world, like Juwan Howard said before. Shock the world. They got to shock the world. They go in and win Sunday in Minnesota. They're right back in the hunt. You know what? They're right back in the hunt with a W.
Wait a second. Who said shock the world?
Juwan Howard, baby.
Juwan Howard, yeah. He was supposed to turn around Michigan. How did he do with that? Huh?
Made the national championship, Joe. Got to play in a national championship game, Joe.
Harvard, the world. NBC Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. Let's quickly, and I'm bouncing around, obviously, but I need to do that sometimes. The college football championship games for Friday night. So there's three of them. Three games. We have the American, the Mountain West, and the Conference USA. Let's do the picks for those three. We'll go from worst to the best. Western Kentucky and Jacksonville State. Friday night. That game is in Jacksonville, so they host it. The better seed hosts the game. So the Jack State has got a home game here. Open 1.5, now at 3.5. 57.5 the total for these two. They did play last week, and Western Kentucky beat them 19-17 at home to get into the game.
Rich Rod, they started so slow. They're playing much better. I'm gonna take Western Kentucky. I like that scenario. I like where they just won and now they have to win again. I know people say it's very difficult going on the road, but I'll take a shot. I'm gonna take Western Kentucky. I'll take a shot on the money line. I like them a lot.
So you're taking Western Kentucky plus the 3.5?
Yep.
You think they beat them 2 weeks in a row, huh? Think they'll beat them again?
Yeah, plus I'm also thinking how you might pick, and you like Rich Rod, so you'll lean Rich Rod. So I'm taking Western Kentucky. That's my pick.
Well, I probably do lean Rich Rod, Joe, but I gotta tell you, I'm not taking them. I'm actually gonna go to the total in this game. Now, it was a blue collar game last week, 19-17. And I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's going to be a blue-collar game again. And the total's gone up to 57.5. What did it open at, Joe? Where did the total open at? 58.5. So yeah. Already down to 57.5. Well, that's the numbers I have here.
All right.
I'm going under, Joe. Under 57.5 for me for that title game. So WKU. And Jax under 57.5. All right, next, let's do the American. Tulane and Army are going to play. Now, of course, I can't play that, Joe, here in New York, but I, of course, will pick it here with you. American Conference Championship game, which is actually, Joe, in West Point, huh? Playing the game on a Friday night in West Point? Wow, how about that? -5 for Tulane, 45.5 total. The home dogs up at West Point. Oh, go ahead, Joe. I know you want to do it. Go ahead. Been your
Carver,
team all year.
I watched Tulane dismantle Navy, right? And I can't be burned by this Army team yet again. But that's going to be dynamic. What an atmosphere. Give me the Army. My heart says Tulane, much better team in the interior. It's going to look like Notre Dame, but something tells me Mishi Stadium. That place is a hornet's nest at night. Oh, on the Hudson. Here's the thing. That total. I can't take a total. Give me Army. Give me Army. You're going to probably take Tulane, but I've liked Army all. I want the cadets in this spot. I want the cadets in this spot.
I'm doing what you should have did, and I know you were about to do it, is I'm taking the over. 45.5. Up, 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 and away. Let's get some points. Under the lights. A little cold in upstate New York on Friday night. That's okay. I think we could get both teams into the 20s. Over 45.5, Joe, for me, Tulane and Army. I'm going with the over.
All right.
Final game. Mountain West Championship on the blue turf. UNLV and Boise. Huge game. Because I would say at this point, the winner will be in the cup. We know that if Boise wins, they'll be in. And I'm pretty sure if UNLV wins, they'll be in as well. This has gone down to 3.5. Boise -3.5. Joe, I saw some 6.5s on Sunday. Down to 3.5. 58.5 total. Earlier this season, they played in Vegas. 29-24, Boise beat him. Great game.
That was the game that after they lost. Oh, no, that was the Kansas game, right, where the kid transferred right after?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go under. That's my pick.
You going with the under?
I'm going with the under. Because both teams are going to run it. And with running it comes time of possession and clock. And I know that UNLV's defense is a sieve. But in this game, I think Barry Odom's going to dial up some new formations, some different schemes to contain Ashton Genty, or as some people call him, Genty. I'm going under.
I am. I'm taking UNLV, Joe.
Oh, there it is.
I'm taking UNLV. I think it's going to be tough for them to beat Boise a second time. I get the games on the blue turf and the potato field. I don't care. I'm taking Odom. I'm taking the running Rebs and the crew. Let's go here, Joe. Plus to 3.5. I wish I could have got the number I got earlier in the week, but we get 3.5 right now. That's how it goes. UNLV for me. So under in the Western Kentucky game, over in the Army game, and UNLV for me.
And I have both dogs, Army and Western Kentucky, and the under in Boise, UNLV.
There you go. And we will do, of course, the rest of the picks, Joe. Imagine we'll do the rest of the picks.
And you go like one, and then we're exactly even heading into Saturday.
Anything's possible, I suppose. Anything's possible. Start fresh for the Bulls. Back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard here. All right, Joe. Let's finish with a couple of other things. I took a break from the NFL to make sure we got those picks in before we leave. Few other games this week of significance, I suppose. The Browns, of course, beat the Steelers a couple of weeks ago on Thursday Night Football. Now they go to Pittsburgh. Steelers 9-3. A win would get them to 10-3 and a full 2 games ahead of the Ravens with 4 weeks to go. And they beat them. So really 2.5 games up on the Ravens with 4 weeks to go. The Steelers aren't going to lose twice to the Browns, right, Joe?
It's possible. I mean, what's the total? I didn't look at the total in the game, but what's the total?
43.5.
Now that's so odd and bizarre because it was 39.5, 40.5 in Cleveland. And now all of a sudden, now we're only three. You got both quarterbacks coming off 900 yards total combined, and they're going to put a 43.5 number in? Huh? You think Tomlin gets all nervous? The play sheet, we had too much offense last week. We got to dial. We're going to run it. This is an Arthur Smith run it 40 times a game. So I like the under. I would probably lay it with the Steelers, like Jameis going on the road back to back. I mean, he's a human turnover machine. No?
I like the under with you. I think it's an under in this game.
Doesn't that smell under? Like, or is it just me?
Yes, it does. The Kirk Cousins Bowl. Coming off 4 picks, he goes back to Minnesota to see the Vikings. Vikings minus 5.5 and a 45.5. Now, I will say that number is a little fishy for me, Joe, considering the Vikings, the mighty Vikings, are 10-2. And the Falcons have lost 3 games in a row. They look awful, and the number's only 5.5.
Well, how about this, Carver? How about that? This line is actually a lot, in my opinion. Because think of this. Just think of this, okay? They entered that game last week winning 4 games by an average margin of victory of 6.5 points per game. They won by 1 against Arizona. So if you put in the 5 games, right? So roughly it's like what? It's like 32.5 points, 33 points. 34 divided by 9 divided by 5 is right? I'm thinking in 34. It's right. That's a cheap line, an expensive line, in my opinion. I think they get smashed. Let me ask you this. Think about this for a second. Kirk Cousins is immobile. What did they do to Joe Flacco? They beat him up how many times? They are going to blitz him on each and every down. Brian Flohr, do you have confidence that they're going to go into the dome and move the football? It's not Kyler Murray. It's not Kyler.
We've already done this. I think the Falcons are finished. So I would, you know, I don't trust the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings are that great. But who knows? I like the over.
It's like 6.5 points per game they've won. 6.7, right? 6.7. So I was thinking that they won by a touchdown. They won by one. So think about that. They've won, like that's an expensive line for Minnesota. They laid 3.5 against Chicago. They laid what was the line? 4.5? What was the line? 3.5 against Arizona. They laid 5.5 against Tennessee, right? They laid, what did they lay in the first game that they, Jacksonville.
Got to 7, they laid 6.5, 7. Yeah, right. 6.5.
That's an expensive line considering how close they've been. They're going to Schmidt Carver. I think they win. I might alt it up to 9.5. He's going to go in. And that might be the sexy play of the week, like Kirk going. But they're going to blitz him on each and every down. I mean, unless Atlanta can run that game, they're going to smash them, I think.
Smash them. Finish them off. Joe,
sweet boy.
Great job. Tomorrow night, I'll be here with a slice of Burbell. Carver and Joe will be back with me on Friday night. He'll be with the Syndicate on Thursday. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow. Oh, no, great.